This week, a dozen artists are spray painting walls at The Collective, a new community venue in Snowmass's Base Village. Their type of work is more typically seen in alleys or on city walls. The artists are reimagining the standard ski resort game lounge. Powerful fans blow fresh air into The Collective, but there are still enough fumes from dozens of cans of spray paint to make you a little dizzy. Inside, artists with names like Taste are transforming the white walls. There are kaleidoscopes of geometric shapes and interactive pieces. A prehistoric scene takes up an entire wall, a modern take on the mammoths whose bones were uncovered at nearby Ziegler Reservoir. Local artist Kelly Peters is painting an abstract version of the Snowmass ski resort.
We've got the ridge line going over all the way around, and then I'm going to put in some straight lines where some of the key chairlifts are, like El Camp Gondola and things like that.
Peter says it's rare to find this kind of art, sometimes called street art, at a ski resort.
We're kind of changing it up with like what people typically think of a ski area, and we're trying to bring in culture and liveliness.
Every artist here was hand-selected by Chris Beatty, the creative director of the project. Base Village developer East West asked him to design the game lounge here at The Collective. He says a few people pitched vintage ski posters or skis on the walls, but he had other ideas.
Every resort has a game lounge, but what can we do to make ours different?
He brought in these artists, mostly from Denver, but some from as far away as Portland, to give the space a vibrant, almost urban feel. Beatty says the project is a rare chance to see the work of all these artists in one indoor place.
While these artists are used to doing murals outside, like in alleys and streetways, it's really cool to have them all confined in one space.
Just like a mall has an anchor store, a big-name retailer, Beatty says this project has an anchor artist. That's Detour, a.k.a. Thomas Evans.
Ski town? Is Granby a ski town? No, I don't think Granby is a ski town.
This is his first project at a ski resort. He's working on the largest wall he's ever done here at The Collective this week. Yeah. It's a wall that you can play like an instrument. Detour says he's always wanted to do more than just look at art.
It's like if I can touch like a Picasso painting, I would, but you can't do that. The guards will get you.
Detour is out not to just push the boundaries of ski resort art. He wants to upend the traditional museum experience and make it more interactive.
So that sort of expands the mind or the possibilities when it comes to the type of work or what we call even art in general.
Ski areas encourage people to play. Now the art here does, too. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation, with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.